All right, so let's get this discussion started. Episode one, Walking Dead, season one, not season three, as someone else posted that they were trying. Yeah, so what did you guys think? How long has it been since you went through it, Monzo?
I don't even know, because like I said, I played this like a couple years ago.
Like five?
So probably about 2 or 3 hours for the first episode.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I meant. Like, how long, like how long ago was it that you played? It's about a couple years. The episode.
Yeah, it was 2 years or so. Yeah.
Okay, just curious.
I played it when it first came out, whenever that was.
Did you replay it or no?
Yeah, I replayed it.
Okay.
Just all because right. It's been such a long time and kind of wanted to refresh my mind.
I love refreshing my mind. Very refreshing.
Yes.
Yeah, so what did you guys think?
I liked it.
Very astute. Very astute.
I mean, especially for, you know, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, and, you know, I blame Bowden for getting me into it.
Yeah,
He let me borrow the first 4 volumes of the Walking Dead comic, and then I had to go out and buy everything that was currently out, and then I read it all, and then went to Bowden to talk to him about it, and he's like, oh, I'm not even done with volume 4 yet, and I'm like, what is your problem?
That's typical Bowden. It's typical Bowden.
You know, I was a fan of the comics, when they first were out, and then got hooked onto the TV, and then this came out, and I enjoyed it because it was kind of a separate story, but within the same universe. I liked it because it was good to get a different perspective on stuff, and also to see some of the characters from The Walking Dead before they actually met up with Rick and company. So,
Yeah, I'd be interested. I'd be interested to read the comics myself. Are they good?
Yes. I would say that they are better than the show.
Oh.
Partly because they can get away with a lot more stuff than what they can with a show.
True. Yeah.
And I prefer the story of the comic more than the show, because the show has to take certain liberties and.
Yeah.
Put filler and stuff like that in there.
Right. It's not as pure to the story.
Yeah, and Daryl's not even in the comic.
Oh, no, that's a little sad.
He was specifically made for the show.
Well, that's good. Good for Daryl. I like Daryl.
Yes. They knew you would.
Yeah. Michelle Mason, what did you guys think?
Well, this is, we haven't watched the show or read the comics. Unfortunately, Stephanie has demanded that we watch the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we will. So.
Netflix.
Yeah, it was our first time playing, and Lee is a clumsy, clumsy dude.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Mason was like yelling at the screen, like, dude, how many times you can slip in that puddle of blood? At least three.
Yeah.
No, it was good. I mean, we're a big fan of all the Telltale games anyways, so it was good to be back in that familiar play style.
Yeah, it was good.
I was telling Michelle earlier, just chatting really quick about it, watching Lee, having Lee pick up the, like, because he kept dropping the key to the handcuffs, mm-hmm. and... So you had to make him pick up the key like 3 times total, I think, because he dropped them twice. And I was like, this is real life. Like, this is every day. Like, I can't count the times I'll like pick up something and then drop it as soon as I pick it up. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
I dropped it once.
Oh, yeah, I only dropped it once.
It was just me then. It was just me. I must have been doing something.
Yeah.
Frank, what did you think?
Stuff is frustrating.
But this is...
It makes it...
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry. Second. I played this about 2 years ago, and...
Did you replay it, Frank?
Sure. I still needed to look up one. I still needed to look up one solution.
That was a very reassuring sure.
Yeah, that sure was not reassuring. No,
I did play it again.
Okay. Because all right.
There's a couple things I, you know, with this game, if you choose to make it, if you want to go back on a choice, you pretty much sometimes have to go back all, you know, a lot, to undo it. Oops.
Oh yeah.
So for responses and stuff, this time I've made a mental note to be, for at least for Lee, to be as honest as I can. You know, in other words, fessing up to everybody, you know, well, at least I remember the first playthrough with Clementine, I was kind of shady about my past, but this time I out and out told her, yeah. And, you know, I love how the game gives you plenty of outs to shade things. It's like I killed somebody. Oh, one of the zombies? No.
Yeah. It definitely gives you the opportunity to kind of completely lie about whatever happened.
And I just got to say, I've been putting off playing the next couple of seasons because I don't know if I can go through with this with Clementine because she's such a sweetheart. I'm like, oh, I gotta make Clementine go through zombies again? Oh my god. You know?
She turns into quite the badass, though.
Okay, well, that's refreshing.
Like Carl.
Better than dead.
Yeah, better than dead. She
although
is really
good. Way more likable than Carl.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Or Duck.
Spoilers again.
Forrest!
Yeah.
Every time I saw a duck, I'm like, Forrest, what are you doing?
So bad. You know, Lisa and I played at the same time, and I wasn't paying attention. And they get to that point where Duck is, you know, dislodged the tractor and ran over Sean. And, you know, you have to choose between saving the jerk face or saving the kid. And I'm like, hey, save the, you know, the other guy. So, yeah. But I guess it doesn't matter if you choose to save Sean over Duck. Sean will die.
Okay.
Yeah, it just...
Why did you call John a jerkface? He didn't do anything jerkface.
Yeah.
He was odd.
He was odd. He was strange.
It's more of his dad who, like, blows up when you, you know, obviously don't save him.
Herschel, yeah.
Get the hell off my property.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he dies anyway. It's just it's how your relationship with Kenny progresses, whether or not, you know, if you it's a big plus if you go after Duck, obviously, first.
Yeah.
With Kenny.
Kenny is not one that I, you know, like him as much because I'm like, great, you know, enter big old Georgia redneck with his mullet and his, all of his trucker stuff, hat. Trucker hat, you know.
Yeah.
And now he's one of my favorites. You know, he wasn't the dude that we encounter at all. You know, that guy came later. So I really like Kenny. And not his kid.
I think I went to save Sean because I thought Duck was just super annoying.
Mental note. Like,
oh, you probably... Oh, you got a dad to protect you or something.
Well, so I love
Sean and he died.
I love it when you save the kid though, and so like say like so I said go save the kid. So Lee goes and saves the kid, gives the kid the dad, and they literally stand there for like 2 minutes watching the other guy get killed. Like before the guy gets killed, they look like, and the dad like stops and looks, and he runs away with the kid. And I'm like, you could have easily let that kid, like, run to his mom while you help Lee save this other guy. Yeah. But then they blame Lee later. You know, they're just like, you know, it's all your fault that he died. But anyways, but yeah. So they could totally say both if they really wanted to, but obviously,
right.
Obviously they did not really want to. But
well, I just want to express right here and right now my undying admiration for Larry.
Which one's Larry?
Larry is the old guy who wants to kill everybody.
Wait, Larry, what do you mean?
Is that who you relate to the most, Frank?
Get off my lawn.
Frank's like, yes, a character I can identify with.
Wow.
We are my apocalypse.
Yeah.
No, you know, that's sarcasm to the max, but...
Oh, that's funny. All right, all right.
Crotchety.
Yeah. Oh my god, he if there was any way, you know, you could just override the game and say, just get rid of this guy right now.
Wow.
Did I replace your heart medicine with rat poison?
Whoops.
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 Oh my goodness. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, so okay, so quick question for people who have played the game.
Yes.
And for people who have, or for people who have seen the series, without spoiling anything, was this, because I watched the series, and then I played this episode, so was this episode, was the first season of this written, made before the second season of The Walking Dead?
It was before the first season.
This was made before the first season of The Walking Dead?
Well, it was...
Around the same time?
So it's basically... The way that they've written the game is that when Glenn leaves your group...
Oh, he's going to the other one.
That he's going back to Atlanta, and then that's where he rescues Rick.
Well, that's what I figured. That's what I figured. That he was going back to his group. But the reason I asked that is because of Herschel. Because Herschel is so completely freaking different.
That, I think they kind of took some liberties of with Herschel's character.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to go into it too much because spoilers, but...
Because, you know, not to spoil too much, all of Herschel's kids are still alive when the group stumbles upon their farm, so...
True. Okay. Because, like, that... Because I knew, I was like... That's the same name, and he's a veterinarian, so I know it's the same character.
Yeah.
It's the same guy, but I just wasn't sure. Now, is Herschel in the comics?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Which one is more true to the Herschel that we're seeing in the game? The comics or the TV show?
The one in the game is nothing like the character.
The comics?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's all I need to know, because I was...
It's like, so basically they... His background is he was like an alcoholic or something at some point, and then turned his life towards God and, you know, more of a God-fearing, faithful man.
Yeah.
Still has a little bit of a anger, but... But yeah, that was completely separate, so...
I was just curious, it struck me. Yeah, awesome. See, Frank, I can't bring up like choices or anything. What was our next big choice, Franco? Do you remember?
Well, let's see.
Or Stanton.
Side with Kenny.
Yeah. In the drugstore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you're not gonna. You know, thinking it from my standpoint, you know, you just hooked up with this guy. He gave you a ride to Atlanta, and you're gonna throw him down the tubes. I mean, I wouldn't do that.
This is like another situation with Telltale that I had a problem with in The Wolf Among Us, I think it was that sometimes I would make decisions and it would almost like, it would be siding with someone that I wasn't really wanting. I mean, because like I answered for this one, I answered something like it was more middle of the road, in my opinion, like the answer that I gave them. But then everyone said I was siding with Kenny. But that wasn't really what I was meaning to do. Anyways. Because my answer was very, like, middle of the road, I thought. But, because it was something like, you know, let's just all calm down. Or something like that. So something to that effect. And then it was like, you're siding with him. Not really, but kind of, I guess, if we're going to choose sides, it wouldn't let me play the Peacemaker, which is usually my standpoint. Yeah, so I guess I sided with Kenny.
I mean, I don't know. Did anybody... what was the opposing... I guess Larry was the opposing view, or was Lori
the opposing? Yeah, it was pretty much Larry, because...
Yeah, it was
stemmed from Larry wanting to throw Duck out because he thought he was bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but he was just dirty. Like, the kid just came in, he was, like, covered in filth. And he's like, no, there's no blood, dude. Relax. Just take your heart medicine for criminy sake.
Could have said, Larry, either you calm down, I'm going to have Duck bite you.
Yeah. We're going to stick the kid on you.
Yeah, I don't know. How can anybody... Well, what was the percentage? I'm looking at 48%, which means 52% sided with Larry. Oh, my God.
Wow. I'm sure they regretted it.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because
they hated Duck.
Probably so.
That could be.
They were like, this kid's annoying. This kid, I mean, even his dad said that he's, like, dumber than a bag of hammers.
Yeah. He said. That's love for you, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's probably the reasoning behind it. Yeah, the one thing with, like, the whole, like, going into the farm, you know, the, what was that? Kind of like a gas station. It wasn't a gas station. I guess a convenience store. Yeah, it was a convenience store. I didn't go in there comprehending that was Lee's parents' store.
Oh, the drugstore.
Yeah, yes. The drugstore. Okay. And so...
Yeah, I didn't get that until... he must have alluded to it, because he kept saying that his family was in Macon or something.
Yeah, and then, like, he was, like, I was answering people, and one of the answers would be something like, my parents own this store. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true. What is that, just a lie? Like, he's just making up stories of, like, yeah, my parents own this store. Yeah, like... But I guess that he alluded to it in some kind of piece of conversation or something, because that I completely missed. Until finally... What was that?
That's just kind of an important detail, but I totally missed it too, so...
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't think it was until, like, we got into the back room and he found the picture. And I was like, oh, this is his favorite store. Because even things he would say, when you enter the back room and it had, like, the sleeping bags and the blood, he was like, I don't even think about them being in here. I'm like, okay, well, he's just being sympathetic. But then, no, that's because it's his parents. Like, you know... So it took me a while to pick up on that, I guess.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm trying to remember back to where they established that. But it is interesting on a second playthrough when I went around the drugstore and you look at the pictures, not just the picture in the frame, but there's pictures on the wall of his family. The
news clippings and everything.
Yeah.
And I did look at those. I let Lee look at them. Not that I sat there and, like, tried to read them or anything. But, yeah, and I was wondering. And that's one thing I was like, well, why are they letting me look at all this stuff? Like, why is he acting so interested in, like, the pictures on the wall and these newspaper clippings that are pasted up? Well, because, yeah. So did you guys choose? I know. I think Franco was talking about. You know, did you guys choose to be truthful with everyone about? You know, I know Michelle. You didn't. You were like me. You didn't really understand. You didn't really know what was the truth.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not really explaining anything because I'm pretty sure I'm a murderer.
And then I accidentally answered. I accidentally answered because one of the choices was so quick, I didn't have time to read all of them and answer back correctly. I accidentally I think it was with Herschel at his farm. I accidentally told him that some huge lie about how I got there. Instead of telling him the truth, I completely lied that I was just driving from Atlanta or something. I did not tell him the truth at all about but that was completely because I didn't have time to read all the answers. Did you guys find that you had enough time to answer the
yes questions? And no.
Yeah.
There were some that gave you so much freaking time to ponder what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
And then there were others that just flew right by.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Did Herschel tell you that you should be a better liar?
Yes, he did tell me that because I lied to him accidentally.
Yeah, actually, I got annoyed in the second playthrough because I'm like, I'm pretty sure I told you everything, dude. Do you still think I'm lying to you?
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah. Yeah, he's just that way, I think.
So, yeah. I was like, because that is like, I remember the first time I played through it, I was so Herschel seemed like a nice guy, and it's like, yeah. I disappointed him, and, I felt bad about it. So, on this one, I'm like, was almost as, I'm pretty sure I was as honest as I could be with him while he's wrapping your leg, and then you still get chewed out in the barn.
That's funny. I hate that barn.
Herschel's a racist. That's all it comes down to.
Probably. Now, if there's anybody who's a racist, it's got to be Larry.
Yeah.
It's definitely Larry. But I was wrong.
Yeah. And that was kind of like with you, Michelle, is that I didn't really like Kenny at first. I was like, who's this guy? He seemed very kind of I don't know. I expected him just by, I was judging him from his looks and expecting him to be the one that would be country, a little bigoted, but no, he's cool. He's fine. But,
Now on to the overly complicated motel.
The overly complicated? Are you talking about, knocking out the zombies?
Yeah, and, a second playthrough, I still got stuck, and I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? I forget.
That's where I got stuck too. That's kind of a part that I was because Michelle and Mason, you finished the game up today. And did you guys finish everything before?
Oh yeah, okay. We did. I just grabbed a walkthrough.
Good. Because I was telling them, I told her I was like, if you have any trouble with any parts, because I wanted them to be finished by the time this started. I was like, just let me know. And that was one of the parts because it took me a long time to figure out it just took me forever because I think at first I didn't notice the pillow on the ground by the wall. I don't know if it wasn't because I actually went that way first. I went around to the RV to look around first and I don't know if the pillow was there. It might have been and I just completely didn't notice it. But it wasn't until I checked that way, I went back to the wall, I went to the truck, went back to the wall, went back to the truck, went back to the wall, and then I just so happened to peek around that corner again towards the RV and saw the pillow. And I was like, oh, well, this is nice. And then, So.
I did the same thing. It's because it's so low in the frame.
Yeah.
It's so easy to miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, when I'm going to talk about the part that Lee had to murder his own zombie brother.
That was sad.
That's right. I was scared to death before any of that. I was scared to because that was one of the first things that I did was look outside. Well, at first, that guy was which I'm really sad that he, oh, wait a minute. And we completely missed that choice too. But anyways, we'll talk about, because that was before. So, did you choose to, like, save the girl? Did you choose to save the reporter? Did you choose to save the quote-unquote nerdy kid? Which, let me just sit there and unpack this for a second, okay? Because I'm talking to the reporter, and she's like, yeah, can you believe he saved me? That guy, that nerd. And I'm over there, and I hadn't seen him yet. And so I go over there and talk to him. And I'm like, what? This guy is not, like, wait a minute. Like, let's just, I don't understand. Like, you know, he seemed completely normal.
Well, the fact that you didn't notice him kind of, you know.
Like, I work methodically. Like, I was working around the room, like, as I came to everyone. And so he was next. Like, I was talking to her because she was right there working on that stupid radio. I have never seen someone have so much trouble with the radio before.
Oh, there's no batteries? Oh,
yeah, I know.
My gosh.
Did I put them in backwards?
Yeah. She didn't notice the batteries. And then even when you got her the batteries, and she was like, yeah, it's better, but it's still not working. You have to turn the power on. Oh my gosh. Like, what is wrong with you?
This is like the daily life of an IT person.
What is wrong with you? Oh my gosh. That, I died. I was like, this woman is like the dumbest. I mean, I have never, this is horrible.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all.
You, my lady, are a black mark upon the female gender. Like, this is like every stereotype ever.
Well, her job is to look pretty in front of a camera, so, you know.
But she seemed smart. She seemed capable.
Seemed.
I mean, when you talk to her,
like it.
Stanton. When you talk to her, like, she seemed, like, brave and, like, on top of it and, like, smart. But, like, she can't work a radio, guys. Like, there's obviously,
she's obviously doing it on purpose, Steph.
There's obviously something wrong here. Oh, that's true. Oh, my gosh. She was totally kidding on me.
She's doing it on purpose.
She wants to be rescued.
She's totally kidding on me. Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to say brain dead instead of brave.
That's what that's like, huh? That's what that's like.
Big strong man to help me with the batteries. Oh no!
It's obviously everything I'm doing wrong in my life is I just need to pretend that I don't know how to work a freaking radio.
But I could shoot a 9mm like nobody's business.
Yeah.
I'll be good.
And you know, that's exactly what it was.
Wow, you're so right. You're so right. She was totally hitting on me.
The only currency she's got in that world.
That's
she
very true.
She knows we have to make a choice, and we
Michelle.
Chose her.
You totally hit the nail on the head. That's totally what she was doing. I know it. I know it. I feel confident about this now. And kind of not so kind of like, oh, but still, I don't encourage girls to play dumb just to get a guy's attention. That's...
Now, how many of us saved her? Did it work? We saved her.
Well, here's why I saved her. even though she didn't know how to work a radio, she was a reporter. She would have connections down the road. Whereas, what's his name?
Wow. I guess I didn't even notice.
I think she's just living it away.
Rest in peace, Doug.
Whereas Doug over here, unfortunately, even though... I still cringe at them just being like, can you believe this guy saved me? It's like, he's completely fine. He's normal.
All I did was work at, like, a DirecTV call center too long, so he knows all of the codes to programmer remote.
Which is insane. Okay, tech guys. Stanton.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to read all of the codes for, like, you know, for universal remotes to know how to program TVs?
No.
Impossible.
Right? I was like, there's...
And surrounded by zombies under pressure.
There's no way. There's too many possibilities, man. There's too many possibilities.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, though, is if it's a popular brand...
Well, sure.
they'll usually all use like one code.
Yeah.
These TVs were across the street. They couldn't see what brand those guys were.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that must have been some serious battery power to, like, shoot that signal.
Yeah, that was definitely some Des Ux Machina, you know, just to establish that he was a tech geek, you know?
He was like a wizard. He was working magic, guys, right there in the streets with zombies.
Yeah.
Zombies all around him.
That would be great.
You know, I think I'm a little bit more concerned by the fact that Lee just, you know, picks up this remote control. He's like, hey, whatever, I'll keep it for later. Could be worth something.
Yeah.
And that's like, true.
Oh, hey.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, you pick up something, you keep it forever. But, right? I mean, he's just a teacher.
A murderer.
And a maybe killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at first I tried, you could try and use it on the TV in the back room. And, of course, it was completely blank. It was black.
Right.
But I think I tried to give it to the woman, too, for the radio. Because I thought, well, she obviously doesn't know how to work a radio. So maybe this will appease her. Like, maybe she'll start, like, trying to work it with the remote control. And she was like, but she was like, I don't think that will work on a radio.
Right, says the woman who didn't check the batteries.
Excuse me, woman who doesn't know how to turn the power button on. I'm sorry.
don't tell me.
I'm sorry. Jeez Louise.
Oh my God.
So Lee goes and kills his brother.
Liberates.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really...
Yeah, that was like... With all the other zombies you've killed so far, you've had no problem whatsoever. And right. now, this one, it's like, it's taking you 5 tries to hit his head. Like, really?
Oh, it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Well, with the first zombie, it did take me a long time to bash that first zombie's head in.
At least he hit the head, though.
It's
like,
true.
This one, he was in, like, every time you have to go back, the spot kept moving further and further down his neck. You're like, what is going on?
Yo, dummy, higher.
Yeah, I know.
But that was this on the second playthrough. I definitely, you know, the dialogue between him and that was,
yeah.
I paid attention to that, and I was like, oh, boy. This is nasty.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That was have you seen the series, Frank? The TV series?
I watched, I think, some of the first season.
Okay.
I'm one of those people, if I can't, you know, go back and watch from the beginning, I'm not gonna jump in the middle.
Gotcha. No,
you shouldn't do that with Walking.
This is definitely not a series to do that with anyways, Frank. So you made the right decision. But it's something that's tackled. It's something that's tackled in the series. I won't go into details. Spoilers, but yeah. Yeah. But yeah, it was definitely difficult to watch. Yeah, to think about, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
But even though it's a second place to I still picked Carly twice. And it's almost like it had nothing to do with, you know, being a woman or anything like that.
Yeah.
Both times it strictly came to
This woman
is dead-eye with a gun.
Yeah.
That's very true. She doesn't know how to use a gun. Even though Doug was pretty brave. He was pretty brave. Yeah. But, yeah, you can definitely use someone with a gun. Did everyone save the girl? Did everyone?
I did.
Did it?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Wow. The game did its job. The game... Of course, probably something would happen to her. Now I really want to try and save Doug, just to see if you could actually save him or no.
Yeah, I was so overwhelmed by that decision. Well, not overwhelmed, but interested in that decision. I went and did some digging. And even to the point where, I mean, yes, you can save Doug.
Oh.
And everybody says he's a lot of people said they loved Doug. After they saved them. But the developers actually even went further. The developer says, you know, we kind of gave Doug the short shrift on this, because in that episode, you have the most interaction with Carly.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of interaction with Carly. You don't really get to know Doug. And I think they said maybe we kind of short-shrifted Doug there.
Right,
a lot of
people
ended up picking up Carly.
Yeah, well, of course, because you're going to pick the person that you know the most about, that you've had the most interaction with. You're not going to pick some, like, you know, I mean, maybe Doug knew how to, like, shoot a bow and arrow. Like, you know, like, maybe he knew how to shoot a crossbow. We don't know, because we didn't talk to him, but, like, 2 seconds.
Shoot a remote control.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I mean, he did know how to use a remote control pretty well, so he's probably, like, he'd probably be useful.
Did we already talk about whether or not you gave the gun to the girl in the hotel room?
No, we haven't got there yet.
Okay.
No, we got to the hotel and we went back to the convenience store because we completely missed crucial decisions. But
okay.
Yeah.
So that'd probably be. Really.
I was going to say, I was like, well, now that you mention it, going, I guess, back to the hotel. So you get the overcomplicated, as Franco so wonderfully put it, motel scene where you have to, like, go back and forth and get a spark plug, which I still don't really understand how the spark plug broke the window.
So what it is the...
Yes.
The ceramic that's in the spark plug.
Uh-huh.
If it comes in contact with glass, it'll shatter glass.
No way! Are you freaking kidding me?
No.
I so want to try this out.
Yeah, me too! Now, like, someone find me a spark plug, I will break every window in this house that I'm talking
on behalf of Game Chat.
It was for science, guys.
That's what you get for putting a firewall on the internet while I'm here.
Exactly. I was bored. The dog pooped all over the house. And this is what happened, okay? Yeah, I totally want to try that now. That's freaking, because, like, Glenn explained it, but I kind of wasn't listening to Glenn for some reason. That's surprising, I know. I don't listen to game characters sometimes and miss crucial moments and explanations. But yeah, so Glenn mansplained it to me. And then I did it and I was like, well, how did that work? Like, I don't understand the physics behind it, but I know Glenn just explained them to me and I completely wasn't listening.
Brother.
So, sorry, Glenn.
Where would we be without YouTube? How to break glass with a fragment of a spark plug.
I don't want to just watch on YouTube, Frank. I want to experience this myself. I want this to be in like 3D. You know.
Got it. Understood.
I want this to be like my hand on the spark plug, my other hand like bracing to like run away. Yeah, yeah. That's pretty.
There awesome. It is.
Pretty
You're
awesome.
Right on top of it.
Yeah, I got you.
That's pretty awesome.
All right.
Oh my God.
Back to the soul crushing.
Yeah.
And just a hint for you people, there are a ton of soul crushing decisions in this game.
No.
Yes.
That's what I mean. It's Telltale, and I figured I was like, wow, I was like, this first episode like really like hit you with some pretty tough decisions already. You know, it's only one episode in, one season in. Like, that's incredible, but, yeah.
I know that Clementine is still alive, so it can't hurt me that much.
Yay,
yes.
Clementine.
Clementine she's makes a, it, so there is hope.
She's alive, but a lot, she's seen a lot.
Yes, she has. But I chose, and I actually sort of went with what I would do in real life. I was like, you know what, I think the best solution is to... give her the gun, and if she wants to go, she wants to go.
You know, I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, not having watched the show, I don't know how much emphasis was placed on it, but you don't often encounter that argument that, you know, being a zombie is religion, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was kind of like her argument. It's like, please, I don't want to be a zombie. It's, you know, I don't, it's
satanic.
Satanic, and I was like, huh. You know, it's a very interesting point. Like, I can't imagine having that kind of crisis of faith.
Right.
On top of
right.
else, you know. And then you're asking, you know, and then she's going and asking you to do something just as, you know, frowned upon. Yeah. You know, she's asking you to let her kill herself or kill her yourself, I guess. That's probably an option.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. You're confronted with one kind of sin and then asked to participate in others.
Right. So. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely...
They didn't give her the gun.
Okay, yeah,
we just fought over it.
We didn't give her the gun, I guess.
Oh.
What happens if you don't give her the gun?
She makes a run for it, and she's you end up struggling and kind of fighting, and then you fall off the balcony, and then she just run picks it up, and then she gets ready to do it anyways, and you say no, and then you run after her, and she shoots up before you get to her, so she kills herself. With the gun, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's
pretty graphic, though.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Brain splattering graphics.
It's pretty graphic.
Oh, yeah. See, you're spared that if you give her the gun.
Oh, really? Oh, no, yeah. If you don't, she's got it at her head, and she pulls the trigger, and it's a full view shot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you give her the gun, she just... Well, you send the other two away because, you know, it's like...
Don't watch.
They're freaking out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So... And then it's just, you know, she just... You give her the gun and it just cuts to her, pretty much her lower half, and he closes his eyes and you hear the bang.
That's so much more boring.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like... I told Mason, I was like, dude, we can't let her shoot herself. We need these bullets.
I know, that's why. I was like, you don't just give a random person a
bullet. No way.
No. Well, that's what I thought at first, too. I was like, so wait a minute. So I'm giving, because, like, And I think just because, I mean, I think partly because I've seen the show and I've heard this argument before. I've heard these kind of pleas before in this universe. I was like, yeah, just give her the gun. Just give her the gun so she can get it over with. And so, but then after I answered that, I was like, well, wait a minute. Are we just handing her the gun? Like, are we giving this person a gun and then letting her go off and do her thing and then losing the gun just so this person can shoot herself?
All right. And
so then I was like, well, get daggone it. Because, like, he was like, give her the gun. You know, he was telling Carly, you know, he was like, give her the gun. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Like, are we not going to, like, monitor this? We're not going to, like, get the gun after she's done? Or she's just going to go inside and, you know, it's just strange. But then he ends up sticking around and, you know, waiting. Because, like, he actually said afterwards.
So the way I kind of, I guess, rationalize it is, you know, it's been a few days, maybe like a week since this has happened.
Yeah.
And they're all still getting used to this reality.
Yeah.
And are still kind of somewhat naive.
Yeah.
And are a lot more trusting of people than they really should be.
Right.
So I think that's just a whole naive aspect of it. And I think if this was later on down the road, they probably just would have shot her in the head and have been done with it.
Yeah, yeah. So. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, why don't we just shoot her? Like, why isn't someone just shooting her in the head? But that's, you know, that's, again, that's very true, Stanton. That's, like, on down the road. That's, like, season 3 crap, you know? But
wait. And so after that mess, then you go back to the story, and then that's when we make the choice about who to choose, who to save.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And then got Mr. Larry, who does he try to stop everyone? He's just like, you know, you're not.
No, he only punches. Punches Lee
in the face and said, you know, you're not leaving here. It's like, you were such a...
Yep.
Yeah, it's like,
Yeah.
I just freaking saved your life. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've lost count how many times I've saved your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was definitely surprising.
Saved a lady. Like, you were a racist and homophobic. I mean, he is mean. And, punch me in the face. My 9-year-old non-daughter.
Yeah, after all I did.
After all I did, you... Yeah.
Well, yeah. And at first...
If I was in the air, I would have woke up and...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he knows. Well, he's going to wake up and choke a dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. At first, like, I didn't hear what he said when he punched you. Like, and so then, but then afterwards, like, he was telling me, like, I know who you are. Like, I know, you know, and so I thought, oh, well, maybe he said something like, you know, I know, you like, you know, or something like, you know, I know who you are. But I guess, you know, he just said, you're not getting out of here.
I forgot to bring up one thing at the very beginning.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they get to Macon. Mm-hmm. They're fighting off the zombies. Everyone kind of jumps out of the drugstore and lets them all in to the drugstore, and then they close the gate and lock the gate. And then you ask everyone what the combination is, and they don't know. And so then, how did they get out of the store in the first place?
Exactly. Yeah, that was a loop.
Like, so, yeah, that was kind of a, not good writing on their part at that point.
Which that combination lock cracked me up because it was like a locker. It was like a school locker
combination. No, it was a master lock combination thing.
I was like, wait a minute, you're putting that on that gate against all these zombies? Like, you're putting like a locker lock, like, not like some kind of like big, like, I mean, you would probably get more protection from like just like wrapping something like tightly around the gate to wear, like, anything, like a t-shirt, regular fabric, because like those like locker locks are like so easy to break. It's amazing.
Yeah, but daddy's cane, however, made a
face. Right, but that cane, cane really, yeah, it's not very, you know, thought out things, I guess, but they made good, you know, anyways, but I guess they figured what kind of lock would be the easiest for them to grab, you know, would be the easiest access for them, would be like, you know, because they might have that in the convenience store, like locker, you know, locks for
lockers
or whatever.
And I'm pretty sure if they got it from the store, the package should be somewhere around with the combination on it.
You would think. Right. You would think.
It's like, well, oh, we threw it in the trash. And it's like, well, dig it out of the trash. It's like, well, there's a head in the trash.
What? Not touching it.
Yeah, I know.
One would only think.
Well, I mean, there was the back door. I mean, they all left via the back door.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, the combination lock was sort of just a...
Yeah. Yeah, I had a good chuckle at that. I had a good chuckle at the lock. I was like, well, that's what you're putting... There, okay. That's cool. That's fine. Yeah. That'll work. Well,
zombies aren't totally known for their manual dexterity. They they're not doing any Rubik's Cube puzzles.
That's true. The zombies aren't the smartest lot, so, you know. But they do have a lot of force if they're together, so.
Yeah, it's the swarm that gets you. It's...
The swarm, yeah. The swarm.
Isn't it the horde?
Horde, yeah, swarm.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
A gaggle.
Gaggle, yes, correct. Correct, yeah. Nice gaggle of zombies. Nothing like a good gaggle of zombies. Yeah, so I guess... So what did you guys think about the... I mean, you know, and those of you played, you know, have played farther than this. so far. Like, but as in episode one, like the kind of burgeoning relationship between Lee and Clementine, you know, kind of the trust, building of trust.
So, I will say this.
Oh boy.
After playing all of the Telltale Walking Dead games to date, it's interesting to go back and see how young Clementine is.
Yeah.
When this all started.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, without giving anything away, it's kind of heartbreaking to revisit.
Oh sure.
The first season.
Sure. Yeah. It just seems like if you watch the first season of the series, like after watching the rest of it, you watch the first season, you're like, oh, they're also innocent and young. Like, so many horrible things have happened since then. But,
I think, you know, Lee is such a broken person that him having Clementine as someone, as kind of like a self-imposed responsibility really kind of redeems himself, you know.
It definitely has a you know, I definitely got kind of a The Last of Us vibe, you know, with the you know, kind of like the guy taking in, like, you know, a younger girl who isn't his daughter, you know. But
yes.
And I always have in that, or television, or if I see it in television or movies, like that sort of thing, like kind of like that kind of thrown together foster parent, foster child, you know, kind of an adoptive family, you know, always gets to me. So I enjoyed seeing the beginnings of it, no matter what horrible things lie ahead, but it was nice, this first episode. But Yeah,
Clementine is a crusher. I only played this first game all the way through, and still going back and restarting it. It's like,
yeah,
boy, she is just,
very just, precious.
Yeah.
Very precious.
Pretty smart, you know. I was annoyed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she was like, she was a believable 9-year-old, I think. And
Yeah.
Very optimistic.
What was that?
Pretty optimistic, at least right now, first episode.
Right. Yeah, that's kids for ya. But, I was a bit surprised at how much I liked the first. I feel like I say that about a lot of stuff that we play. But I was a bit surprised at how much I liked the first episode. You know, just because, like, I went into it. Well, I knew it was older. And I know that they're, like, on their third season now? Fourth?
Third, going on the fourth.
Going on the fourth. So I knew it was not an old game, but, like, you know, it has what I would guess at least 3 years on it, or...
Let me double check.
I would say at least 3 years on the game itself. I mean, if it came out around the same time as the first season of The Walking Dead, it's been, like, 5 years.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
I was also, while he's looking, I was going to say, I was laughing on the second time through now. It's like, even though you're in the middle of a zombie apocalypse, two people are worried about hooking up. Carly and Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn's, she comes out of the room. My boyfriend's dead. Glenn's like, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn. I love Glenn.
And then Carly's like, hey, he's kind of cute, though. Yeah, you know, I thought I could. You know, hey, you just, you know, unbelievable. Hello, there are zombies outside. Can we just put it in?
Hello, this is life, dude. This is life. This is, like, you know, that's welcome to being, like, you know, a young adult.
So,
middle-aged adult.
April 21st, 2012.
5 years?
Okay.
So 5 years.
Yeah, so about 5 years. Yeah, so, I mean, so I went into it, you know, 5 years for a game is kind of, like, it's kind of iffy, you know, but, you know, I was, you know, kind of like, well, I kind of expect it to be kind of, you know, it'll be, a, you know, it'll be good because it's Telltale, but it'll be a little, I don't know, maybe wobbly, you know, and... What?
It felt a little aged, but...
Yeah, still, exactly. You know, exactly. But no, I loved it. I loved it. I was like, wow, this is really, like, I'm looking forward to playing, you know, to playing on with it. But, yeah, no, I was enthralled. I thought the story was well done. I thought the characters, you know, even though some, there were some, like, silly things, like, you know, the controller and the TVs and the lock and, you know, but I think all together, like, it was a pretty well put together episode as far as story pacing goes. And, yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Are there, 5 episodes in this?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I would, yeah.
Yeah, each season is 5 episodes, and then there are the side stories that they have as well.
At the end, yeah. Okay. You play a couple little stories, yeah.
Yeah, there's 400 days, which takes place between season 1 and 2, and then there's the Michonne side story that, you know, is kind of its own story at that point. And I think that one is 3 episodes.
Which I would guess it probably shouldn't play the I mean, have you played the Michonne episode,
yeah.
Stanton? I haven't, but I mean, it's probably something you'd want to know the character before you play them, correct?
Not necessarily.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does a pretty good job of introducing her.
Yeah. That's good.
And it's basically just a standalone story at that point.
Okay. So. Michonne's a character that comes into the series. About 3 seasons in, I think.
Yeah. Pretty badass.
I love Michonne. But, yeah. So, yeah. So, for next week, we'll play episode 2. Monzo, it was a pleasure having you with us this evening.
I'm glad I was able to be of use and chime in and make...
Yay! Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely.